Welcome to Torcast, everyone. Question of the day, would you wear a breast pump if you were a man?
If you were a man.
That's a great way to start the fucking show.
I was looking at you two, looking at your phones. You both looked up at the same time.
Stay tuned to the end of the podcast to find out the answers. Which means you have to listen to the whole fucking thing.
I'll write it down.
Just to get that answer.
Would you wear a breast pump? Why did it capitalize breast?
Have you screamed it at somebody before when you were texting them?
No.
Breast!
No, I haven't.
It didn't put in all caps. It just
capitalized it like it's a pronoun. Oh. Like, breast. Mr. Breast. Torcast.
Miss Breast.
Episode something. We're close to... We're 60 something. Here we go. Gage here on the mic. Phone. Shane. Anthony. Joining everybody.
What's up?
We're here together to bring you the latest stuff. But I should let you know first that this episode of Torcast is brought to you by American Classic Bar and Grill. American Classic Bar and Grill, located in the Gateway Plaza, right off Route 7 next to the Martins. On Sundays, you can get 60 cent jumbo wings.
Holy shit!
Anthony, hit me with that favorite sauce. That's not... That was a...
How perfect, though. That was theme music to that cat licking thing.
Let me rewind a little bit.
I was going to rewind the video because there's a dude on that video that is the epitome of that fucking product. Anthony,
we're not there yet.
Anthony, hit me with that special sauce, that secret sauce, favorite sauce. What is it? What's your favorite one?
Honey Hot.
Honey Hot. There it is. Shane, you eat wings.
No.
Yeah, it's too bad. 60 cents, though, for the jumbo wings.
God, I want to listen to that back.
Let me finish the ad. And then you get three sliders for $5.49. Sliders consist of hamburger, cheeseburger, steak and cheese, or pulled pork. The sliders.
What's your favorite, Gage?
Again, I like to do the cheeseburgers and the steak and cheese. That's
no what I like pulled to do. Pork?
No, I'm not a big fan of pulled pork, but I will eat it if it's available. But no, I'm not a huge fan. That's not to say that American Classic Bar Grill is bad. I haven't had theirs. I'm just me personally. Let's see. Make sure you stop in there. American Classic Bar and Grill. Good friends. Good food.
Good times.
Fuck yeah. Let's get into stuff.
I almost have a NASCAR.
Sport? No. Please, God. No more NASCAR ads.
36 weeks, man.
Here we go. Sports news. You guys bring any sports news to talk about?
Speaking of NASCAR.
Here we go.
Carl Edwards retired.
Oh, yeah? No more backflips?
No, he said I want to retire. I feel comfortable with my career.
He hasn't won a championship.
Damn it.
I feel comfortable where my career is, and I want to retire healthy.
He never won a championship?
No.
Well, I guess Jimmy Johnson won the last 15.
Right. He came along with Jimmy Wynn.
Yeah. That's about as much NASCAR as I know. Jimmy Johnson's really good.
He's won 7 titles.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
For anything.
Yeah.
Have they chest him for doping?
I don't know.
Is he dope?
He's a real strong man in that driver's seat.
He turns better. he can hold the steering wheel better. all right, well, good on you, Carl Edwards. Have a good retirement party or something.
Call your hot wife.
Any other sports news?
Caps are on a 7-game win streak.
You want to talk about Ovi's 1,000
point
thing?
Ovi just went over 1,000 career points.
Not goals.
Well, points.
Points.
Congratulations, Ovi.
1,000 goals.
That'd be a lot.
He's only at like 540 in goals or 550.
Congratulations, Ovi. We're all Caps fans. Come be on our show. I don't know what to say here. Maybe they can win something this year.
Probably not.
But they're on a 7-game win streak, right?
They're on a tear.
Yeah. Tear.
It's the best in hockey right now since they broke the St. Louis streak.
Columbus.
Yeah.
What I meant.
Go fuck yourself, Columbus. You want to talk about how Ohio State sucks?
Ohio sucks.
Or just in general. Do you want to talk about
the national title game?
Holy shit.
What a fucking game.
Yeah.
I fell asleep at halftime.
Wow.
I was so fucking pissed.
I went home. I was at the restaurant watching it there. Went home. Didn't turn my TV on, and I just started like watching YouTube videos on my phone.
Sure.
And then at the top of the phone, it said, 6 minutes left. Clemson's down by 3. I said, oh, fuck.
Like, yeah.
They were down by more. I said, oh, shit, quickly turned the TV on and was on the edge of my bed the entire time.
It was awesome. And they scored.
Good.
Las Vegas lost a total of $3 million.
Fuck them. That's chump change.
Who cares? Fuck Alabama.
That's, no, it's the no three tied casinos that was the most they'd ever lost in one
No tide.
It was awesome. God, the back and forth scoring right at the end. The touchdown with 2 seconds to go. Oh my god! And then they're delaying it for the review of the fucking.
Did you see the meme of Deshaun Watson? He's all happy, and then it's one of him crying, and it goes, "Win national title, then realize you're probably going to the Cleveland Browns."
Browns want the Texas A&M kid.
I don't think the Browns want the pick.
Mel Kiper doesn't even have Deshaun Watson in like the top. Like
he'll be a top
4 or 5 QBs. He's top 10, but he's like,
top 4 or 5 QBs.
Yeah, Deshaun Watson's like the fourth.
Mel Kiper's a fucking idiot.
Deshaun Watson's like the fourth QB.
Oh, dude, what's he got? Carolina's quarterback number one?
No, I don't remember who he has number one. He's not Carolina's quarterback.
Also, San Francisco's probably looking for a quarterback, too. Maybe Jacksonville, also.
Yeah, realistically, yeah.
Even though Tom Coughlin came out and said today, Blake Bortles is our quarterback.
That means Blake Bortles isn't his quarterback.
Well, what that means is, I don't want to tell you right now that we're getting rid of the kid. But
did you see what he did his first press conference?
Made it 5 minutes early?
Yeah.
Changes from 10 a.m. to 9:55 a.m.
Yeah, because he expects everyone to be 5 minutes early.
Fuck you.
Or you're late.
Tom Coughlin. Well, he's operations of football, whatever, Jacksonville now.
He's basically the general manager.
GM or whatever.
He's the VP.
So if you didn't get a chance to see the Clemson-Alabama game.
Go back and watch
it. Sucks for
find
you.
Find something and watch it.
Or watch, get a nice highlight reel or something. Alabama loses.
Thank God.
Spoiler. Which team's more likely to be back?
Alabama.
Exactly. So, Alabama, just take the year off. Get over it. Take the loss. We've all done
freshman
it.
Freshman quarterback.
Yeah.
True freshman quarterback.
And he played well this year.
Mm-hmm. He did. He played good.
He's responsible for like 36 touchdowns.
Against that sorry-ass SEC team.
Yeah. So was his wide receiver. His wide receiver was pretty good. Best Scarborough?
His wide receiver suffered this year because he didn't throw as much, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. But, you're not going to see like...
But Best Scarborough's.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Didn't he get hurt in that game?
He did
get hurt in that
game. And I cheered. Immediately when he was
on the ground. You don't cheer for injuries.
I don't give a fuck. I don't like Alabama.
Depends on who it is.
I don't like Alabama.
If Ben Roethlisberger breaks his leg, I'm probably not booing.
Why?
I'm probably not upset.
Why?
Because I don't want Pittsburgh to win.
He didn't break his leg, though. He just left in a boot. Said that he aggravated an old injury.
They were up 25. It didn't matter.
Yeah, I don't know why he was in the game.
Let's see.
Chargers.
Moving to L.A.
Going to L.A. L.A. says,
supposedly,
stay out.
Yeah, it's not a done deal.
They already have a new logo.
They've already got a stadium lined up.
Are they going to play at StubHub?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It seats 30,000.
You see their new logo?
They're probably going to struggle to get 30,000. Is it the L.A. The Lightning Bolt?
Mm-hmm.
Ethan and I were talking. How many more fucking sports teams can you fit in L.A.?
How many more sports teams can you put in fucking New York?
Well, it's the same thing, but nobody's saying, hey, we're making a team and putting it in New York. No, it's all
LA. It's because the Giants and Jets have always been there.
It's all LA.
Oh, yeah.
That one.
Oh, those are trash.
It looks like the Lightning logo from Tampa Bay.
That looks awful.
Let's see.
No, LA does not want the Chargers.
Good. Pull like a city fucking council meeting and say, hey, we're boycotting this bullshit. Stay out of our city.
The stadium's already being built.
Who cares?
Can't do that.
We got the Rams. Bad enough.
Yeah, now they got one of the worst AFC and NFC teams.
Ugh.
The Lakers are bad. The Clippers are okay. Nobody cares about hockey in Los Angeles.
The LA Kings, dude. Yeah.
Didn't they just win a title?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, but who cares? Honestly, how many people fuck LA care?
Hey, those 12 guys, they love that team.
A lot of people in LA care about the Kings.
There's dozens of them.
Yeah, Red Hockey team won the title, what, like 2 years ago?
Yeah, the dunce on the Caps can never do. Winning the playoffs.
Do you think that'll be an issue for LA when they have two NFL teams?
I think they're going to struggle to fill the stadium.
I think they should put the Chargers in London.
Struggle to fill the stadium.
Speaking of the Rams.
Do you want to talk about their coach?
They have hired a 30-year-old as their coach.
Sean McVay.
I'm 27. Coordinator
for the Redskins.
So in 3 years, I could coach the Rams.
How about it?
No, I'm not trying to have the same record as Jeff Fisher, but still.
Well, you could.
Well, you could probably be there for a while. Because, you know, all you got to do is blackmail somebody. You got the job.
You got it.
You were sold.
Does he
got the worst record in football, and you can have a job for, like, 10 to 12 years. You're set.
Does he help make them better?
Anything's better than what they've got.
Anything's better
than Jeff Fisher. Their offensive line's horrible. Their defense isn't that great. Their quarterback sucks. And they have no wide receivers.
The problem is you got to give them time. You can't be like San Francisco and bring in a coach and get rid of him right after a year.
They didn't want Kelly. He was just there.
Chip Kelly's trash.
Everybody else turned him down. The dude from Miami is who they wanted, and he turned it down. He didn't want the job.
Good, because we needed him.
Who? No, he's the head coach in Denver now.
Did he go to Denver?
Yeah, their defense coordinator? Yeah, he's the head coach of the Broncos now.
Yeah, because
and the defense coordinator from the Panthers, Sean McDermott, is now the head coach of Buffalo.
Oh yeah, a lot of the shit broke today.
Is that the guy's name?
Who?
Gary Kubiak.
Yeah, stepped out.
Yeah, that's who he was.
He gone.
He was slipping my mind. I had to say it out loud.
I
was
like, I had to scream it.
That's his name.
Yeah, so we've had one offensive coordinator hired and two defense coordinators.
And Tom Coughlin.
NFL coach changes, man.
Who's hired in Jacksonville? Hired coach yet?
Yeah, I thought they just put one.
They got
Doug Marone.
Doug Marone. Yep.
Yeah, that's who it was. And like, I saw a bunch of Jaguars fans commenting. They're like, "What the fuck? Why?"
Isn't that the dude that quit the Bills because he thought he could get a better job and didn't get a better job?
I have no idea.
No, it works for Jacksonville. Well, have fun.
Hey, somebody has to pay you.
Let's see.
Your team's mediocre.
I am seeing it as official. The Chargers are going to LA. So.
Oh, yeah, it's set.
Okay. They had a conference with all the employees today at 11. Like non-football player employees.
Right.
The people that work at the stadium, sorry, you're all fucking laid off. We no longer have a team.
The now Los Angeles Chargers Facebook has lost almost 45,000 fans. People just unliking the fucking thing.
So what happens to Qualcomm Stadium? Like, what happens to these big NFL stadiums when the teams go away?
Soccer. Same thing that happens to the fucking Olympic stadiums. They just rot.
They just rot.
Or they just put up concerts there.
The StubHub Stadium is where that's a soccer stadium. That's big out there. There's a lot of Mexicans.
They
So it's like the same thing as the Raiders playing.
Kenny Chesney will play there. Jimmy Buffett, probably.
Yeah, but I heard the stadium's a shithole.
It is a shithole. It's an old stadium.
It's kind of like RFK.
And what do they do there? Fucking soccer.
Well,
they'll probably just tear it down, honestly.
The original plan, if San Diego would have.
Well, they're trying to get a new stadium.
Okayed the money, it was going right where Qualcomm is.
Right.
They would have to demolish one to build the other.
Oh, what are you doing, NFL?
Do the Raiders end up in Vegas or they stay in Oakland?
The Raiders end up in Vegas.
Really?
Yes. I just saw something that made that more
like
plausible.
Vegas, I feel like Vegas needs a team.
The Raiders is the only team that could work in Las Vegas.
You think so?
Yes.
Only team?
Yes, because of them, the way the Raiders are.
Murderers for Vegas.
Look at this way.
Is that their fans?
LA gets two teams that suck.
Sorry, Raiders fans.
The fucking Vegas is probably getting a team that could win the Super Bowl.
Maybe.
Mike's probably going to say something to me. Ethan's brother-in-law.
Yeah. He's a Raiders fan, isn't he?
Yeah.
Didn't they sign Alden Smith?
I don't think he ever actually came out.
I don't pay attention to my Raiders news.
Suspension. Something. The Alden Smith thing's weird.
I'll add it to my SportsCenter app on my phone. Raiders news.
Any other sports stuff?
Are we going to make picks for this weekend?
Yes. Yeah. I want to
talk playoff.
You went to?
Sure.
It was trash.
Well, it was a bad weekend.
The whole fucking weekend was awful.
For playoffs. However, the Alabama game made up for it. So.
That's true.
It was like a cap.
I thought the Giants-Packers game would be close, and it was for the first half.
A little bit.
And then the Giants' wheels just fell.
Yeah, Shane was cooking. I said, man, this is actually a pretty good game.
Then they hit the Hail Mary and
immediately turned.
Yeah.
I regret saying that.
I didn't really watch too many of the games, but I just knew they were shit.
You didn't miss nothing.
Let's talk divisional games.
I just hope this weekend's not the same thing.
Saturday, January 14th, 4:35, Seattle at Atlanta. Seattle, actually. You picked Seattle to lose last week, and now you're taking Seattle to win this week.
Yep.
Interesting.
I took Seattle to lose because I wanted the Lions to win.
Do we even have to talk about the next game?
Huh?
Do we even have to talk about the next game?
Yes.
The Houston at New England game?
It's a fucking bye week.
What is the point spread on this game?
Fucking bye week.
I don't know, but I should look.
I think it's like
on ESPN.
I think it's
there
like,
was a meme.
I thought it was 14.4.
There was a meme of Bill Belichick sitting somewhere with his feet kicked up, taking like a nap, saying, "Oh, don't worry, we got another bye week this week."
Let's see.
If the Texans' offense does not turn the ball over, the defense can slow the Patriots down.
They can, but we're talking about the Texans' offense.
I'll take the Texans in 14 points.
They don't even list it. They list the other game. They don't list this one.
If it's a 14-point spread, I'll take Houston in 14.
You think Houston makes it close on that?
Yes.
Okay.
They still get beat by probably.
Yeah, if they come out firing like they did last week, why not?
Yeah.
They played well last week.
Mm-hmm.
Surprisingly well.
The offense looked good.
I'm taking New England, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm still
going to wait it.
Sunday, 1 o'clock. Pittsburgh at Kansas City.
It's supposed to be cold. It's supposed to be sleeting.
I got Kansas City.
Pittsburgh.
Because it feels like home.
Because it feels like home, yeah.
Taking... Oh, my God.
I'm taking Kansas City.
I don't think Kansas City can score enough points to beat Pittsburgh.
I think they can.
Pittsburgh played lights out against Miami. Mm-hmm. Everyone you hear
defense,
about...
And Miami's defense isn't trash.
But everyone you hear about bad. That is like, that team, Roethlisberger, Bell, Brown, they fucking came to play. They did. It pissed me off.
Antonio Brown had 2 touchdowns within the first fucking 8 minutes.
I know, he's a fucking monster. Take Kansas City.
Pittsburgh.
I'm still taking Kansas City. I'm hoping.
Do you really want to talk about the next game?
Yeah, fuck it. Talk
about it. Really. Sure. Green Bay at Dallas.
I told my friend
at
work.
I'm nervous as fuck.
There was one team. I was like, I'll play the Giants. I'll play the Lions.
Sure.
There's one of the three I don't want to fucking see, and it's Green Bay.
Bum, bum, bum.
I got 2 Dallas fans that work with me.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, yeah, I'm ready for this game. I was like, I'm fucking nervous.
Have you watched Aaron Rodgers the last 6
That's
weeks?
That's all I keep saying. Is Aaron Rodgers in playoff football.
Sure.
And he said he wasn't going to lose in regular season, but he has yet to lose.
No, he had
to lose.
A 7-game win streak.
Yep. In general. Through the playoffs, too.
Now, does it make you feel better that Jordy Nelson might not play?
He's
doesn't
not
fucking
playing.
Matter.
I don't think he's playing.
They were trying to put him in a Kevlar vest.
Is Ty Montgomery out, too?
I think Ty's in.
He came back in.
Oh, yeah, he came back in.
But Jordy Nelson's got 2 fractured ribs.
They have to.
It doesn't matter.
It might matter.
I don't think it does. Without Jordy Nelson, did you see how they played without him for the rest of that game? The same fucking way they started the
almost
game.
Almost better.
The Cowboys have to do what they did the first time. Run the ball, control the clock, don't turn it over.
What if Green Bay stops the run?
Green Bay,
what if...
Since the Dallas game, their rush defense is worse.
What if they stop the run?
Then it's going to be dink and dunk to Cole and Witten all the way down the field.
How confident are the Cowboys are winning this game?
Witten on fucking crossing 7. Routes all the way down
7
the field.
7 out of 10? where are you at in your confidence scale out of 10?
Half.
You got a 5?
Ooh. More than a 5. Maybe 6.
We'll call it a 6.
No, I got a 6.
Okay.
I'm teetering.
Who are you taking?
I'm taking Dallas.
You're taking Dallas?
I'm taking Dallas.
I'm not picking against my own team.
I love you as a friend.
Listen, I'm on your guys' side. I want to see success here. I like it when my friends are happy.
Max Kellerman said that it would be a failed Dallas season if they lost.
It will be.
It would certainly feel like it.
It was such a fantastic season.
Sure.
For that team as a whole.
You think that if they lose and they repeat the same way they did next year, they look the same, winning 11, 12 games, whatever? You think so?
I think they have a chance, yeah.
Okay.
Schedule's 10 times tougher.
Yeah.
Schedule's a lot harder, but they still have a solid chance.
But they got 11 games. Winning 11 games a season is not bad.
Yeah.
That's going to win your division.
Yeah, that's playoffs.
Yeah.
Probably.
So that's our picks for playoffs for NFL.
I'm right. They're wrong. Hey.
I'm still taking Kansas City.
We took almost the same teams.
I took Seattle and Pittsburgh.
Almost the same, I said. 50%.
Yeah, 50%. There's only 4 wins.
Let's see. What else you guys got? Any other sports news before we move on?
No.
No?
Oh.
Time is it.
What you got?
Okay.
Reports have come out that Trumbo is willing to take less money and a 3-year deal from the O's. He wants to come back to Baltimore.
That's fine with me. I'm good with that.
Me too.
What time do you have to leave?
Like 6.
Okay.
15 minutes. Fine.
Urban Dictionary Word of the Week. The phrase I went with to find the Urban Dictionary Word of the Week was Los Angeles. And this is what I came up with.
Have we ever done that one?
No.
I don't think we've ever done LA.
City of Angels.
Los Angeles Coke Line.
Michael Irvin.
Can you guess what the Los Angeles Coke Line is? Urban Dictionary Word of the Week. Here we go. What is it?
Band of hookers.
A band of hookers. Okay.
Yeah, because it's a Coke Line.
Sure.
Band of hookers. A lot of coke.
Okay.
A lot of ass cracks.
A lot of ass cracks.
That's all I got.
Shane.
I have no idea.
You couldn't put it together a diagram like Anthony did?
No.
Okay.
No, I couldn't. No.
I'll at least give you like a starting picture.
He gave me the numbers. Finish the equation.
I'm not getting mad.
The Los Angeles Coke Line. Here we are. When a threesome is occurring with 2 girls and a guy, before ejaculating, the guy pulls out and nuts in a line on a table. One of the girls then proceeds to snort proceeds to snort the semen and hawk it into her mouth and then spits it into the other girl's vagina, therefore impregnating the girl. Here's the sentence. Mom to son. Son, don't worry about being in the accident. Your brother was a product of the Los Angeles Coke Line. Son to mom. Thanks, Mom.
Snorts it.
Yeah. Which is a great noise to have on a podcast, I'm sure. Sorry, everybody. Oh. Yeah. And the other girl has a kid. You know? That's nature, Shane. Don't look at me like that. That's nature.
Nature That's disgusting.
Let's move on to fan questions.
Daddy, how are babies made? Well, let me see it. Let me tell you, son.
Los Angeles Coke line.
Here's the Urban Dictionary.
This other chick spit you into mom's crotch.
And that's all we ever talked about that
And day. That's it.
That's it.
And that's it. There was no stork.
Let's move on to fan questions. Got some questions this week.
Uh-oh.
Some questions. Oh, it's you. Just make sure nothing else slips through the cracks before we start here. Okay.
I thought of Blue's Clues when you made that news.
I always do the bumper brown, and I don't even mean to, and then it's always Blue's Clues. It happens all the time. From David. Thanks for submitting again, David.
David's every week.
Every week. David asks, will we ever have him as a guest on our show? Here's the answer. Probably not.
We don't ever have any
have people come on the show.
Yeah, we don't have in-house guests.
Unless you're famous. So, David, if you get famous, then you can come on the show.
You talk to that mic. You don't talk to this mic. It doesn't matter. This one doesn't
I've been
you.
Talking in the middle the entire
that's,
time anyway.
That's kind of the direction you need to go. That's why it's angled that way.
I've been talking in the middle all the entire
talk time. Talk over here.
We're not really in a position to have guests either.
No.
No. So we're not really actively taking any guests. No. It's probably not. Maybe. If something changes, we'll call you. You're on a list. Moving on. Brady asks, this is a video game question. Do you guys want to have at it or do you want me to take it? Because I can take an answer real quick. Somebody want to give me like a 30-second clock and I'll do
I
it without...
I don't know what the fuck it is.
Yeah, can we at least get the question?
Is canceling the game Scalebound as big as a hit to Xbox in its first-party lineup as people are making it out to be?
Yes. No.
Okay. You're saying no. Do you have a reason why you're saying no?
No.
Of course not. Do you have a reason why you're saying yes?
It's a great game.
It's not even... It never came out or anything.
You should see it.
Here you go. I'll give you mine. And I'll try not to ramble here. It's a huge hit, actually.
Told you.
That's right. Microsoft's first party is struggling. They have about 8 games lined up for their first party exclusives. Just 8. In comparison, Sony has 25, roughly.
So you mean first party, you mean only for Xbox?
Only for Xbox, right. Developed in-house by Xbox. Technically, this is a second party game, because it was made by Platinum, first, and it was licensed out for Xbox only. So that's second party. You can put it in the first party lineup if you want. It kind of all works the same. Microsoft is also on the verge of a console launch. They got Scorpio coming out this year. Canceling games and having a small first-party lineup before a big console launch? Bad idea. If you can't sell the Project Scorpio if you don't have software to push it heavily.
What the hell is Project Scorpio?
It's a beefier Xbox One. It's play the same games.
Oh, Jesus.
Let's see. What else did I have down here?
I'm gonna buy a new fucking console again.
You don't have to.
Jesus Christ.
You don't have to. I'll have one, but you don't have to have one. You can still play with me.
On Xbox, not play with him.
Another thing, Scalebound, we never knew what it was. We knew it was an RPG with dragons and multiplayer. That's
aww.
It. They
play with dragons.
But past that, they never showed anything. They never showed any story. Never told us what the fuck you'd be doing in the game. The gameplay they showed was broken and frame rate, and it dropped frames all over the place. Not a good thing. I'm confident that Microsoft has a way to back this up. They've got more surprises coming at you, so you're not going to feel as bad when you see the new stuff coming. But right now, that's a big hit. And I'm done.
Is it because Sony's more of an entertainment company?
No.
Is that why it's easier for them?
Nope. I don't think so. I think Sony's a little easier to develop for than the Xbox One. They've been more... In the past, they've been more dev-friendly. And Xbox doesn't want to go the route of having third-party exclusives, where they just want to have stuff in-house. But on this project... What's that?
Greedy bastards.
No, they want to take care of their projects, and they don't want to have like Activision put out an Xbox only game and have it suck ass. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah.
They want things to come out of their studio and be like, well, this is our polished product. If this thing that they pumped $60 million in this game.
Holy shit.
And it got to the point where they were looking at it and said, this isn't going to meet our expectations. This isn't working out. We're pulling the plug on you guys.
$60 million.
They'd rather keep that money, that dead money in this project, then put it out and try and make the money back. That's how they thought it was going to go. Done. Canceled it. Move on. You probably didn't want Scalebound anyway. You didn't know what it was. Don't act like it was a big deal. But it's a huge hit to cancel a game like that.
Huh.
Moving on. Joe. I don't even know what the fuck to start with this question.
What up, Joe?
Thanks for submitting, Joe, if you're listening. The only thing he wrote in here, EU Parliament coming up with categories for electronic persons. So robots. So I guess robots, and I was trying to read some articles on this to try and come up with something to give back to Joe.
Yeah, when I saw it, I'm like, what is... Yeah,
people who own robots have to pay Social Security for the robots now. They have to. They're like registered as people.
So is it like a three-fist compromise?
I have no idea.
Are they three-fists of a person?
They're robots.
They don't have.
Could I go to the EU and be a robot?
No.
No, probably not.
But robots can go to them and be humans.
But if I get, you're blowing my mind. You're blowing my mind.
iRobot, man.
It's happening.
Oh, shit.
So, Joe, basically what this is the apocalypse.
Right. We're all going to die.
We're all going to die. Anything else for Joe and the robots? Anthony?
No, I just... this is something I don't know anything about.
It came out... Again, we'll take all questions. Here's your answer, Joe. If you want to be an electronic person, fine. If you want to marry an electronic person, fine. If you want to own an electronic person, that's not slavery, fine.
I'm not one to judge.
Yeah. Right.
Is what it is.
If EU Parliament wants to give you electronic persons and wants you to pay Social Security for it, fucking do it.
I'm not paying Social Security for a fucking robot.
Last point. Don't get a fucking robot. They just turn on you. Watch any movie with robots. Moving on.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., this second half of the season, it's about a robot going rogue. And one guy in the show, he goes, haven't any of you people watched any 1980s movies? The robots always turn on you.
Yeah.
Because it was like Terminator. And the one lady's like, I'm going to make her watch all the Terminators. And he goes, even Salvation? She goes, yup.
Nope.
I'm like, ouch.
I'm going to turn that bitch off. Last submitted thing. This comes from Devin. Thanks for submitting, Devin. Did you see Taco Bell's new chalupa?
I saw it on his comment.
Did you see it, Jay?
Yeah, I did.
It is a chalupa with lettuce, cheese, tomato, avocado, ranch dressing, wrapped in the shell is fried chicken. I can't fucking wait to eat this thing. It's been in some test markets. Some people have already had it. It's coming here on the 20th or 24th or something. I can't fucking wait to eat this thing and tell you guys all about it.
You gonna have some Kool-Aid and a Corona with it at the same
time? Absolutely.
Have a grape Corona.
A grape Corona. You make it, I'll fucking drink it. If it tastes good enough. If it tastes good enough.
If I make it, you have to drink it.
Not the whole thing.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
We'll pour a little Corona. We'll pour a little grape.
At least 8 ounces.
We'll talk.
At least 8 ounces.
That's a cup.
We're on here. We're discussing right now.
But I want to eat this fried chicken monstrosity taco first.
Right.
Or chalupa. Is it a taco or is it a chalupa?
You'll have it together. It's a chalupa.
It looks like a chalupa.
Chacalupa.
I'm excited for this. Would you guys eat this?
I'll try it.
You don't sound too excited. Shane, you don't even like chicken.
It didn't look.
I do eat. Yeah.
You eat chicken.
It didn't look that good.
How many of these is John going to eat?
Depends on how much John likes avocado ranch dressing. Probably not. He'll probably try it. Probably. I'm gonna order two when they first come out. I'm gonna eat one, talk about it on here. If I like the second one, I'm gonna eat it. If not, I'm gonna try and get one of you guys to eat it. We can taste test, we can review on the show. The Taco Bell fried chicken shell taco chalupa. Chocolate chupa. That's what that thing in the East Goats, right? The chupacabra. Okay. Did you guys bring anything to talk about?
Really. I already talked about all my stuff.
Yes. You want to talk about Monopoly pieces?
Sure.
Monopoly.
Do it.
Did you guys come up with... So, Monopoly, if you haven't heard, letting you guys vote on what pieces should go in the next Monopoly board. Basically, they're taking the 8 they have now, and they're adding in 42 others, and you get to vote on those 8, or you get to vote for 8 to have. And none of the original pieces are safe. So when these pieces get replaced, are there pieces that you guys think should carry over to the next one? Because you can't get rid of Thimble.
That's the one that has to go.
You can't
get rid of Dog.
You can't get rid of Scotty Dog.
You can get rid of Thimble.
Why?
What if they replace Scotty Dog with Bulldog?
You can't. The two you can't get rid of, Dog and Car.
I was going to say Top Hat.
Dog and Car.
You gotta keep Thimble.
You can get rid of Car.
Dude, Anthony, I know what a Thimble is because of Monopoly.
Yeah.
That's what I learned where a Thimble was.
But I still, Thimble, no one picks the fucking Thimble.
Do you have a Thimble in your house?
No.
Shane, do you have a Thimble in your house?
No.
Really?
No Monopoly box.
You guys don't have...
We don't sew.
You guys don't have any Thimble, though?
No.
You don't have like a sewing kit at all just for like a little stitching?
No.
No?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I've got thread and needles like just in case you have to like sew.
I don't have a Thimble.
Kind of what I'm talking about. You don't have Thimble, though?
No Thimble.
Have you ever worn a real Thimble?
No.
No?
What is the point of a Thimble?
So you don't poke yourself.
So you don't bleep, bleep, bleep.
Oh,
yeah, hurt yourself.
Then that's gotta go.
You put it on your thumb so when you're coming.
Keep
through,
the top hat, keep the dog.
Keep the car, keep the dog.
I don't think the dog stays.
Keep the car, keep the dog.
I don't think the car. I don't what think about,
What about the wheelbarrow?
Fuck
no, fuck that.
Don't use that goddamn
thing. What about the boat?
The battleship?
Yeah. No. What about the cat?
No.
The shoe? Mm-mm. You really gonna keep the race car?
Yeah, why not? I like the car.
Some other things that they have on here, I mean, they're gonna let you pick between sunglasses, an old cell phone, yeah. a hashtag.
Like an old Nokia, like
yeah.
bricks, uh-huh. which played Snake on.
Yep. A jet ski.
No.
A T-Rex.
That's a good one.
That's kind of cool.
What yeah. about I like a Velociraptor better. A
cowboy hat.
Is that
anything? No.
A penguin.
It's cute. That could replace the dog.
Emojis.
It's cute.
Oh, fuck emojis.
They got emojis on here.
Is fuck. One of them shit?
No.
I swear to God, if my Monopoly game comes with a shit emoji.
They did put a rooster on here, which I imagine is going to get voted for, so people can say, oh, I want to be the cock.
Of course.
Right?
Pretty much. Yes.
Now, I asked you guys earlier what you thought you would make as a Monopoly piece. I came up with something. Did you guys come up with anything?
I've been racking my brain since you sent it to me. I can't.
I was too. I was thinking of a lot of pieces.
What did you come up with?
I came up with the only thing I want, and you can put 8 of these in the box. The little symbol that Prince called himself for that short period of time. The little...
You want like a taco?
I mean, I'll take a taco.
I think it'd be cool.
Put that chicken taco thing in there.
I want a french fry.
Like, what if you speak to, like, today's society? Tacos, pizza, bag of chips.
Well, fat.
Glass of sweet tea.
Sweet tea. One of these on here is a bathtub.
It's I don't know if I can run a bathtub. That makes sense. The old bathtubs?
Yeah.
Can we like submit our own?
No, we cannot.
With like the brass legs.
Fuck you,
Henry. If you could submit your own, the internet would take this over and it wouldn't.
And it'd be dicks and shit emojis.
Yeah. But I want the symbol that Prince called himself. That little symbol. The artist formerly known as Prince symbol. I want that symbol. Hey, Amber.
Hi. Welcome. You want here, you can check the levels today. You're over here. Look.
Are you digging through the boob stuff?
Cool. We can ask this question while she's down here.
Are you digging through the boob stuff?
Go ahead.
Would you wear a breast pump?
Yes.
No.
Would you let Shane wear your breast pump?
Well, I tried it the other day. Because I'm lactating to try to stimulate this thing coming out of me.
Okay.
And it felt really weird, so I don't know what it would be like for you.
Shane, you gotta try it.
I'm not putting it on
it. I would do it.
I'd do it.
I'm not putting it on my fucking nipple. I'd do it. I'm not putting it on my fucking nipple. Tiny nips.
Who cares?
Yeah, I would do it.
Honey, am I going to get dinner or are you?
What?
Am I going to get dinner or are you?
I'd do it.
I'd do it.
Are you guys recording right now?
Yeah, right now.
Yeah.
The people don't care who goes and gets the Subway.
I would do a... We could do a sub as a Monopoly piece.
Yeah, it could be a sub.
Speaking to fat society.
Yeah.
Subs are supposed to be healthy, though.
So depends on what you get.
Some of them are fat. Damn, that's what I forgot to bring earlier.
It's exploding Sour Patch Kids.
Don't eat those right now.
Send me one of those.
Oh, here we go. The crinkling.
I'm always giving shit the crinkle.
It's killing me. Damn it, Amber.
We contained him to Reese cups, and we're fine with that.
You're supposed to check the levels.
Oh, these are weird.
Don't eat.
Oh, it looks like there's yellow in the middle of it.
How long have these been upstairs?
5 seconds.
Oh.
I thought
from
yesterday.
Yeah,
don't stick your tongue out.
That's the stuff.
Don't do
it. It looks like snot. I just hacked up a loogie. A Los Angeles Coke line.
Oh, dude.
That's not what that is.
That's fucked.
That's not what that is. Let's move on.
It's not that bad, but I don't like gummies that explode.
Let's move on.
Unless they're gushers.
Let's see. Lay's Chips is taking suggestions again.
Came up with a flavor.
Okay.
Long time ago.
Okay.
Like the last time they did this.
Uh-huh.
I forgot what it was. I submitted it and everything.
So you don't have anything to add right now?
No.
God damn it.
You just like eat so, and then you just crash.
Because I got on the website because Dad and I were into it. Like, hey, maybe our flavor will win.
Sure.
And I came up with a flavor and I don't remember what the fuck it was.
What'd you say, Shane?
Barbecue wings.
Barbecue wings.
They've had that.
I'm going to mix mine with yours so it's different. Antifreeze barbecue wings.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Why? They had cappuccino.
Well, here's the thing. Yeah, they had
suck dick.
They did suck. Ooh. Here's the thing about antifreeze. They say if you ever tasted it, it's really sweet.
No, yeah.
So put it on a chip. Maybe not call it antifreeze. But you can call it antifreeze.
Maybe not actually use antifreeze.
Well, it's poisonous, yeah, but you can taste it.
Maybe not actually use antifreeze.
No, sure. Yeah, don't actually. I mean,
just use a bunch of sugar.
Antifreeze flavor, artificial antifreeze flavoring. Duh.
Yeah.
You don't want to die.
That's a thing.
What haven't they put on a Lay's chip? I mean, I don't know.
You can submit whatever you want to these
Yeah, legit. You should go on that website and read some of the submissions.
Where the and usually you get denied. The website that I found out they're doing this again on, they submitted steak donuts. Didn't get very far.
I think donuts would be a cool one.
Donuts?
Sweet Baby Ray's.
I don't think you can make the sweet flavor with the chip, though. They've had a Sweet Baby Ray's flavor, I think. My favorite one they did was chicken and waffles.
That one was good
as well. I loved that one.
That one was great.
It is awesome.
Cappuccino, suck dick.
Suck dick.
That one was terrible.
Cheesy garlic.
The cheesy garlic bread?
Yeah, that one. Okay. That won the first year, I think.
Yeah, that one was okay.
I don't remember some of the other ones.
I ate all of them, though. Damn, I like brought
them home. You like what?
Utz.
Well, it's Lay's.
I know.
So, chip flavor.
Utz flavored Lay's.
Chip flavor.
Did you come up with one? Do you remember it?
Chocolate sundae.
Chocolate sundae chips.
Yep. I probably already submitted one there somewhere.
Probably.
That's kind of good.
But no one's got antifreeze buffalo wings. Barbecue wings, would you say?
Barbecue wing.
I'm sure it's submitted on there somewhere.
Not antifreeze.
What do you did like a sweet chip, like yours, except.
Well, you can't have mine.
No, I said like yours, except ice cream.
But now it's competing with mine.
Good.
I don't want my
potato chip. It should. That's what they say.
Like fucking ice cream.
Have you ever put a potato chip in ice cream?
No.
Regular chip? It's good. You ever dipped an ice cream in, or a chip in ice cream?
It's like sticking. It's the exact same thing as sticking a fry in a Frosty.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it's potato.
It literally is the same exact thing for chip and fry form. It's potato, and you're dipping it in ice cream. It's the same thing.
It's the same. You want to talk about this device that looks that you can let you I'll let you lick your cat and then we'll leave?
Yes.
Yeah, because it's fucking weird.
So we just saw a video on Facebook.
Watch the goddamn video.
Pull it up. You had it.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's there.
So. No, I just saw it. So, and then Shane showed me, and then Anthony played it.
I follow Unilad, so I see all that shit.
I don't have to follow Unilad because half the shit that they make gets shared on my timeline anyway.
Yeah.
Like, I don't miss it because other people are like, oh my god, Unilad did this.
It'd be on the As Seen in TV store.
I can't wait. Would you get this?
Sure.
You get that? You'll lick your cat, but you won't put on a breast pump?
I'm not actually.
What kind of ass backwards country are you from?
America, damn it.
That's wrong.
I don't know where it's at. I'm on Unilad and I'm literally.
God damn it.
I'm scrolling.
Hold on. Shane tagged me in and I'll just pull it up.
It's going to play that fucking god awful weird music that I played at the beginning of this show.
All right, so basically what it is.
Oh, look at the puppy.
So you put it in your mouth like a fucking pacifier.
Pretty much, and you lick your cat.
And then you just run this tongue-looking thing up and down a cat.
Uh-huh.
I don't think I'd do this.
Licking your cat.
I don't think I would do this.
Are you watching the video?
Your eyeballs. Yeah, and your nose and stuff. Yeah, I'm watching
the video?
Yeah.
How far have you gone?
This is like halfway, I think.
Oh, damn it. You probably already saw a psycho-looking guy then.
Yeah, the crazy-looking dude that looks like the dead dude from Hocus Pocus.
He's the epitome of that thing. He's the epitome of the cat-licking toy.
Don't own this. Why would you make this?
I told you.
How close do you need to be with your fucking cat?
Not that close.
You can get a brush. You can just get a brush.
Look at him.
A lot of cats don't like being brushed.
Well, then this one will fucking work.
Yeah, it's different. It's not bristle.
Do you think it's different?
There he is.
Yeah, that guy.
It's not metal bristles.
Do you think it's different because the cat feels like it's being licked? And yes. It's like, oh my god, exactly. I'm being coddled.
Do you know what you do when you buy that thing? You fucking put it in your hand like a normal human and just...
Like that woman. She's just holding it.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
And use it as a brush.
No, they need to hear the neck going.
No.
They need to hear that crank and crack on your fucking neck to lick your goddamn cat. Again, cat can lick itself.
Or you have two cats, they lick each other.
Yeah. You don't need this. Don't buy. Did they say how much this was?
I don't think so, no.
A licky brush. I'm going to look it up. Hold on. Because if this is more than $10, I'm going to fucking cry.
You should buy one.
It's probably $19.99.
I wonder if they'll sponsor the show. Licky brush. I'll send them an email.
No, you won't.
It's on Kickstarter. Let's fucking do it. let's see. We can order now. Jason Amara, hold on.
Oh, my God.
Is it $15? Oh, no. That's just the first pledge. Oh, dude.
Look at all the... Look, it's seen on everything. I bet you that's not real. Oh, my God, it was.
Kelly Ripa did it. Well, if Kelly Ripa does it...
She's on the fucking Today Show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a big deal for them. That guy's using it backwards. She's in this
crazy he was using it backwards. That's a woman, Anthony.
Sorry, it looks like a guy.
Man. So I think you get one for as low as $15.
That's fine.
If you are a diehard, early bird, cat-loving individual... You get one Licky Brush, first in line shipping, invite to be on Licky Wall of Fame page, chance to be part of the
of the change in the cat grooming landscape.
Don't sell me a fucking experience.
Can we start a Kickstarter?
They haven't even shipped yet. We don't need to start a Kickstarter.
We don't have any money.
Well, that's why I started Patreon. It's different.
It's what?
It's different. Patreon.
What the hell's that?
Hold on, if you pay $35
I think it's that other one that I started and then didn't go anywhere.
No. Are you thinking of GoFundMe or Indiegogo? Yeah,
you started
Indiegogo.
Yeah, no, none of those. No, we'll do a Patreon. You get, for $35, you get one licky brush for you, plus a licky brush for a friend or significant other. Give your cat the joy of a two-tongue massage.
Did it two-tongue?
That's what it says.
So its own tongue and your tongue.
You have it a threesome.
No, because you have two tongues. You just got them in your hands, and you're fucking.
You're having a threesome with your cat.
Can you see a person walking down the street with two of these things and petting stray cats, walking into the SSPA or whatever it's fucking called, and just fucking rubbing on cats? SPCA. You know.
Yes, I could.
You all right back there?
Nothing, just the image of some motherfucker walking down the street just going,
yeah, 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 yeah. Just fucking rubbing on cats with these fucking, like, weird-looking tongue things. You don't need it. Just because you can think about it doesn't mean you have to make it. You know?
People are buying it.
How many dumb inventions have we talked about on this show?
Quite a few.
A lot. Does this top the list?
No, there's probably one worse.
I can't think of one right now, but I'm sure there's another worse one.
A licky brush. Why is it spelled K-I?
Because it's different. It's 2017. It's unique.
Lick your cat.
Like those names we looked up last week.
What's the thing underneath?
What? This? The logo. That? That's the underside of the tongue. So when you come back, you don't miss a lick. You get them this way, and then you get them this way.
You hit them one way and then yeah. The other.
Oh, it's just disgusting. I couldn't fucking do
that. You
won't
lick your cat?
No.
No!
What, do you lick your dog?
No.
What if they named it Licky Dog?
Listen. Like, you're gonna get pet dander in your fucking nose. You're gonna die. You're gonna suffocate on a cat. Shit's gonna get in your eye. What if they have fleas? It's in your face.
Then you got fleas on your face.
Yeah, flea face. You don't want that?
No.
You don't.
No. Mm-mm.
I wouldn't do that. If you had this, would you pet your wife with it? Just to try it? Probably.
No.
No. Absolutely not. No way.
I would never do anything like that.
Shane, this is an audio podcast. They can't see the yes head nod.
Shut up, man.
I was not nodding my head yes, you dumb fuck.
Here we go. Anything else to talk about this week?
Negative.
No.
I think that's it.
We're going to end on the cat licking toy.
Good Lord. I can't wait to make the thumbnail for this one.
I can't wait to listen to the beginning when you said hit me with the sauce and it plays that fucking music.
Oh, I can play it back right now before you leave. Make sure you check us out on Facebook.com/Torcast. We're on our website, Torcast.live. Twitter, @Torcast. YouTube. I think it's Torcast on YouTube.
I'm pretty sure it is.
Torcast.com.
We need to put up a new video.
We do need to do another video. But if you haven't seen the horse video, check out the horse video.
Yeah.
I wonder if I tell people to check out the horse video, what they think it is at first. Like, what do you fucking mean you have a horse video? iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, other podcast hosts somehow. Check us out.
All over the place.
All over the place. Worldwide. Oh, thanks, Yahoo, for hitting me with an email there right at the end. Bye, everybody.
Later.
Yeah.